From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama sends Congress a new budget proposal today. It seeks $4 trillion in deficit reductions over the coming decade, mostly through spending cuts and tax hikes on the wealthy. It forecasts a fiscal year deficit of $1.3 billion. White House spokesman Jay Carney says it respects congressionally mandated spending reductions without sacrificing essentials.
His budget will reflect those cuts, but also reflect the priorities that he thinks are very important.
Among those important elements, education, and the president will speak about that at a community college in Virginia today. Despite intense protests that erupted into rioting, the Greek parliament has approved painful new austerity measures in exchange for billions of dollars in new bailout loans. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that shaken Greek leaders are now waiting for Europe to okay the crucial deal.
Dozens of parliamentary deputies who broke ranks and voted against the bailout were ejected from their parties. Opposition leader Andonis Samaras demanded snap elections in April. Outside, the blocks around Parliament erupted into violence. Dozens of shops were looted or in flames. Protesters called their politicians traitors for supporting measures such as a cut in the minimum wage. But Prime Minister Lukas Papadimos says austerity is a better choice than bankruptcy. Without the $172 billion in new loans, Greece would go into a chaotic default. That could lead to an exit from the Eurozone. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The Arab League is calling for the UN Security Council to send peacekeepers to Syria, and it is urging Arab states to sever diplomatic contact. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports it's an effort to end the continuing violence that's killed more than 5,000 people.
The foreign minister of Saudi Arabia said the world can no longer stand by as the violence escalates in Syria and more civilians are killed. Syria's nearly one-year-long anti-government uprising has turned into a bloody conflict in recent weeks as government troops pound anti-government cities and towns with rockets and mortars, and anti-government groups fight back. The government in Syria immediately rejected the idea of peacekeepers, saying Saudi Arabia and its allies are, quote, living in a state of hysteria. Russia and China recently vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to transfer power to a deputy. It's not clear if a new resolution could get full support of the council. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Singer-songwriter Adele is the big winner at this year's Grammy Awards with multiple prizes, but the ceremonies were overshadowed by the death of Whitney Houston. The revered pop and soul singer who rocketed to stardom and descended into drug abuse and despair was celebrated once again at last night's Grammys. This is NPR News. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says there may be more than 50,000 veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan who are suffering from symptoms of traumatic brain injuries or TBI. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports the new number is the most accurate yet.
There have been all kinds of studies in the past that estimated how many troops have come home from the wars with symptoms from brain injuries. But this is the best report yet with hard numbers. The budget office counted all the vets who were diagnosed with TBI at VA medical centers between 2004 and 2009. There were more than 35,000. That means that about 7% of all the vets who asked for help at the VA still had symptoms of TBI months after they were in explosions, maybe even years later. Researchers at the budget office say if you extrapolate their findings up to today, it could mean that more than 50,000 vets have been affected. Vets who have persistent symptoms from TBI often have trouble remembering what they just read, or they forget where they keep the cereal, or they struggle to add simple numbers. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Japan is clearing the way to restart two of its many idled nuclear reactors for the first time since last year's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactor crisis following an earthquake and tsunami. This move comes after officials have given the reactors passing marks on a set of stress tests. So far, but three of Japan's 54 nuclear reactors are currently operating. Authorities ordered them all shut down to undergo the special tests after the Fukushima crisis. The Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency in Japan says the operator of the two reactors in western Fukui Prefecture have taken sufficient steps. This is NPR